Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gon' be televised. No Google Chrome concerts, ain't gon' be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
Starting off with that Kill Tay, and you know the theme song from Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, verse 29 already. That M period, A period, N period, music, activism, news, that's the abbreviation, the acronym. For those listening to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number. Ooh-wee, like the 216309. Wait a minute, that 216702. Wait a minute. We've got other numbers on here as well. If you're sending in any music or any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call it Blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back and press 1. Now, if you want to, let me tell you about certain things that's going on before we go to our first phone caller. Let me do that for you because I won't get to it. Okay, Looking Good Home Improvement. 216-205-7247. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and construction. Licensed and bonded. 24/7 emergencies. Violation list repairs. Door installation and repairs. Flooring, tile and wood. Plastering and painting. Bath, kitchen remodel. Carpentry and decks. That's LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Looking Good Home Improvement.com. 216-205-7247. That's a lot of reading for even me. I don't even know why I got into all that reading, but I did. Now, what I need to do is let you all know also, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period. Instagram, again, like I say, but Facebook is Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Your Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. Facebook, Pete Weeks, because he's the super producer. Pete Weeks is. Webpage at blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow, Spitboxes documentary. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Oh, www.templabor.org. TheLogTV.com. Now, templabor.org, www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. Now, if you go into the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland Power Groove Records YouTube channel, and the Twitter page, Alfred Porter JR1, and of Grandpa Rapper 1. Now, I have a few minutes left, so what I need to do is give you, maybe not all of them, but I'll give you some of the top 10 from Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. Honorable mention, AM Zion, the picnic is coming up this coming Saturday. Number 10, debuting, Rondé the Prophecy, new music. We've got to play that on Voice of Radio tomorrow. Number 9, debuting, The Actual Tannis, new music from him. Going to debut that on voiceofradio.com. Number 8, debuting, Sheriff Kuroi, Peep the Wisdom. Number 7, debuting, Mr. Solo, the documentary, episode 1 of the documentary of Mr. Solo. Number 6, re-debuting Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube, got about a couple of videos. Number 5, debuting, First Ladies Dynasty, Meet and Greet Saturday, Garfield Park Reservation. Ooh wee! Number 4, debuting, this is very important, the Rib Fest in Maple Heights. Now, you might say, wait a minute, what you mean about Rib Fest in Maple Heights? Okay, well, we're going to tell you like this here. It's the freaking Rib Fest in Maple Heights. It's going to be huge, huge, huge. Anyway, you need to know that the Rib Fest, Advancing Forward Together, Rib Fest 2023, ribs, food, vendors, community entertainment for the entire family, Saturday, July 15, 2023, 1 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the First Place Event Center, 16536 Broadway Avenue, Maple Heights, 44137. Bring your lawn chairs and join us for a rib of a good time featuring Joseph Motley Jr., Sheriff Al Porter, ooh-wee, who happens to be a judge on them ribs. Anyway, that's at number, and I got to let people know again, it's the First Place Event Center, 16536 Broadway Avenue, Maple Heights, 44137. Honorable mention that I did not mention, ooh-wee, the Terrence Longwood birthday party, but we'll get into that at another time. I'm going to go to the commercial soon. Number 3, debuting, Cleveland Rocks 24K Showcase, which happened tonight. Number 2, debuting, Johnny G, the Intelligent Massacre of Sam Silk, S-K-Y-L-M, Black House Sounds, Sheriff Kuroi, Al Porter, the songs where we take on Radio None for not putting enough interest back into regional artists. On-air radio legend Johnny G. Ooh-wee, he pulled up at the next event with the music blazing. Number 1, the biggest jump with the Angelo Miller Foundation, with the Rock, AME, Zion Church, Black House Sounds, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Black Lives Matter, Cleveland, Cleveland Underground Music Radar, Man in the Street, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, First Ladies Dynasty, Black Women's Army, toys, books, free food, last Saturday. Biggest thing, let's go to our phone caller, 216-309-216-309. How you doing out there?
Hi, everybody. My name is Vandalis Brenda A. Fulmer, and I'm glad to hear everybody. What's going on in Radio Land, and how is my colleagues doing out there tonight, Al?
I am doing wonderful, colleague queen. What is going on with you?
I tell you, I'm blessed by the best. I can't say it no more. When you're blessed by the best, there's nothing else to be said. I had a good time, a blessed time this weekend. I went to the Cleveland Foundation grand opening in Midtown off of 55th and Euclid. It was really nice. They opened from 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. Remember?
Okay.
8:30 to 5:30. The address is 6610 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. The phone number is 216-861-3810. I repeat, 216-861-3810. It was really nice. Everything was just spectacular. The second event I went to is the Angelo Miller Foundation and Scholarship Program. Was at the Michael Zone Center on Lorraine Avenue. A shout out to the Miller family, Pastor Miller and her husband, Mr. Marvin Miller, the Miller family and family and friends. That was nice. We all represent for you, Al. We was there, Squab Guy, myself, Queen D. We all was there to represent, and we did it well and good and through Jesus' name. Oh, yes, we did. We showed out and showed up for his day on this service, like we had in church on that spot. It was like having church on the spot, I tell you. And I'm Dante, Deacon Dante Taylor, if he calls you tonight, I'm going to let him tell you the surprise what he got done for him Saturday. I have another announcement. The 50th anniversary, Block Talk Radio, it's a block party, I'm sorry. And it's going to be a Phantom Family Center. At the address is 6600 Lexington Avenue. And that's going to be on July the 28th, 2023. The time is going to be on a Friday. It's going to start 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to end at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
I repeat, Friday, July the 28th, from 11 o'clock to in the morning at 9 p.m. at night. And I think Danny Lewis, her park is like around the corner. They're going to have some guests over there, too. So you can check out all of that. The Fannie Lewis Legacy Park. Remember the Councilman Lewis? They're going to have that the same day of July the 28th, 2023. Those are my announcements. All I can say, God is good. He's a protector. He protects not only me, but he protects all of us each and every day of our life, waking us up for a purpose, seeing us what we're going to do to make our day. And I just want to send a shout out to all my colleagues, all of y'all, Deacon Dante Taylor, Ronnie B., DJ Rock Art, Delores, Miss Glass, Squab Gotti, Major Tab, Cowboy, Miss Monica Pitts. I'm so excited. Pitts Point. This everybody that's on our team and our family. I just thank everybody for listening to Block Talk Radio on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. May God bless you, as I say, every Monday night. I love everybody, and there's nothing you can do about it. Remember, y'all, pray, pray, pray. Don't put God in back. Put him in front. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep praying, and don't stop praying. Keep on praying and pressing away. I love everybody. Peace out. God bless you. Have a blessed rest of the evening and a blessed week. All right. I'm signing off. Love everybody.
Thank you so much. Ooh-wee. Since I already read off all the announcements and everything that's coming up, we're going to give somebody else a chance to talk at 216-548. 216-548. How are we doing out there?
Good evening, everybody.
What is going on with you?
The lady who just hung up, tell her we love her, too.
All right.
I came in a little bit, Anyway, I'm doing stuff. What's going on with me is I just want to just make people know who I am a little bit this evening so they can get with me and do some things together. I'm apostolate. I'm known as Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts, and I'm a presidential candidate for the United States of America. And I have multiple entities. One of them I have is called No Bad News Network, where I feature good things that are taking place and like something like what your radio broadcast does. It promotes people. It supports people. It encourages people. It empowers people. And it shares good news. We see enough bad news in the news. And Indian Network,
I am the original founder and visionary for the People's President, Presidential Party, and the People's Party. And one of the things I'm doing now is I'm raising $3,500 to help someone who's in a need. What I do is I'm doing something new. I'm meeting the needs of the people on a more personal level, other than these people have to go through all these different programs that basically if you get a certain amount of money, then they cut off your food stamps. If you get a certain amount of money, then they cut off your benefits. I'm doing things differently. And my Cash App is $, the People's Party, and you'll see the People's President. It is an official campaign party, and some people have imitated it, but you will see my picture. And my phone number is 216-548-0820. I'm doing a lot of really awesome things, and God is really, really moving in my life, and I'm a published author. I will be having I'll be having a book signing in Akron Public Library, Maple Valley Branch, in November, and I'm the founder and visionary of Mother's Lives Matter, Mom's Lives Matter, and I'll be having an event in the Akron Public Library, Main Library, on August the 12th, and I've already been doing a lot of different things, and I would just love if we could just work together. We could work together. The preachers come together, the community, other community leaders come together, and we just start working together. I'm also trying to get, I need Bibles for people in Pakistan and Kenya. I will be preaching a conference in Kenya November 21st to the 26th. I've been asked to come there to preach. I need medical equipment, not just supplies, but equipment like specialty machines, neurology machines for Pakistan right now, who's in war. They need medical supplies, and they need school materials for desk and that type of thing. I'm always raising money for somebody. Right now I'm raising $3,500 for someone who's in an emergency, and I don't put people's personal business out there because it's not everybody's business. The purpose is that we help each other. Once again, my phone number is 216-548-0820. And my campaign identification number is P4006363. And my committee ID is the People's President. And it's C00786160. Come on, let's do this together, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Porter. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. And I promise, I won't ever stop, no matter what it costs. And tell Danielle that I love her dearly, and I appreciate her sharing you with us. And she is much loved. Have a blessed night, Mr. Porter. Take care of yourself.
Oh, no problem. And I'm going to let her know that, definitely. As a matter of fact, with that being said, staff member just handed that to me. So number 3, the debut for Johnny G. Number 2 was the Cleveland Foundation grand opening, so we could put that on the number 2 list. And as we look out here, I need to let people know, because this is very important right now. So give me just a moment to make sure I read this out, because it was, you know, put out the way it's supposed to be. That way I can at least give people the exact information as needed. So with that being said, the funeral services for Daniel Woods, Aaron Woods, Other Smile, funeral services, homegoing services. Now the viewing for the family is Friday, July 21st, 20 to 23. That's 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Friday, July 21st, 2023. Michelle Woods, and the public viewing is from 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The funeral will be Saturday, July 22nd, 2023. It's 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Wake portion of it. Homegoing services is 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Gaines Funeral Home, G-A-I-N-E-S Funeral Home. That's 5386 Lee Road, Maple Heights, Ohio, 44137. Michelle Woods, that's Daniel Woods' mom now. The thing I have to do right now is I'm going to go back in time and give you a little story. And the story is that as of right now, I'm going to go back because last year, my mom, Mama Porter, she passed, right? So she passed last year. We'll say March 3rd. And all I want to do before I go to the next phone caller, just give me a moment. Last year, you know, Mom had hospice. I wasn't quite ready to let Mom go. So wasn't quite sure what to do. Figured, you know, Mom was starting to improve. They gave her just like a few couple weeks. She's lasted for about 30 days. But for those first 2 weeks, everything good. Had no idea what was going on. And then when Mama Porter passed, one of Mama Porter's favorite daughters chimed in. Because I was like, wow, hospice was like, when they came, Mom had passed, expired, all that. We weren't sure where to go. Okay? When I call Black on Black Crime Incorporated's first female general of Action Committee in Black on Black Crime Incorporated, she's the first five-star field general for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So anyway, the reason I said what I said was that, you know, I said, Terry, you know, she's gone. So, long story short, she suggested Gaines. So we, you know, went with them on Union. Who would have thought that a year after, give or take a month, to Danielle Woods' mom would pass. Danielle, she picked Gaines when it was like, wow, you picked, she said. I picked Gaines because Jonna Walker Brown, five-star field general who's always looking out for the community, suggested it for your mom, and I know she wouldn't play, and it sounded like a good place, so. That's how things, you know, work when you have people that you trust. With that being said, I'm going to go through the 216-702 phone number that's about to chime in. That person is probably going to tell you, don't talk about it, be about it. And from what I'm understanding and overstanding, the person that you're about to hear from has issued something for people to take in. But she didn't just issue it. She's about her facts. And if I'm not mistaken, she can take those facts, if somebody's comfortable talking about it, on the opposing end that she's about to put out, she can meet with you in a church setting or a meeting room or a big meeting open to the public. She'll even take it to a school auditorium setting. Or maybe it could be a political place. But she's calling to not only issue a challenge, an open challenge, for anybody who takes the opposing view, but she's got facts. 216-702. Is there anything that I might have gotten wrong with what I just said before introducing you? So you can correct me if I'm wrong. How you doing out there?
No, everything you said was on the money. I'm doing good, and I want to talk to the people about issue one. Because right now, Democrats and Republicans are lying to the people.
Oh!
I want y'all to hear me once again. Democrats and Republicans are lying to you about issue one. And issue one is so important because it's about changing the amendment to the Ohio, the amendment process to the Ohio Constitution from 50% plus one to 60%. And I want you to remember one thing. Anybody that is an opponent to issue one, none of them can tell you why. They can all point fingers at the yes people and, you know, it's not good for us, but nobody can tell you why. I want everybody to close their eyes. Trust me. And I need you to open your mind, and I want you to listen real good to me. Because I'm going to have you open your eyes and check some facts. But right now, everybody trust me and close your eyes. Visualize this. When we talk, the first fact I want to bring up is the fact that we as adults, black adults, have forgot to teach our young people the importance of voting. Instead of telling them that the system is corrupt, now they're talking about the system is rigged. Well, that very point has them thinking that they have a lack of interest in actually their civic duty, which is to vote. Because this world axle is turned on the election process, being able to participate in the election process. And our forefathers, slaves on American soil, died for us to be able to vote. And now we have talked so about the election that our own children right now, they say it's rigged, so they're not interested in voting. Fact number one. Fact number two, in 2022, when Rob Portman called himself stepping down, you had a senator race.
Right.
Only 12% of the people in the city of Cleveland came out to vote. Fact number two. Fact number three, the LGBTQ community can buy any politician. They just buy them because they got money and they know how to put it together where they, next thing you know, the politician's got a campaign donation. So keep that in mind. The fourth thing I want you to keep in mind, Ohio is a sanctuary state. That means in between the legal immigrants and the illegal immigrants, the black community is outnumbered. And fact number five, we are not naturalized citizens like the immigrants. We get our citizenship from the U.S. Constitution. We have the 13th, which says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party should have been duly convicted, should exist within the United States or in any place subject to their jurisdiction. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. That's the one that banned slavery, in other words. The 14th, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge these privileges. The 14th is what makes us citizens. And the 15th, the right of all citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. The Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. The last thing I wanted you to understand, well, before I go to the last thing, those three amendments, the 13th, 14th, and the 15th, is what free us from slavery, what gives us the privilege of being a citizen and being allowed to vote, because they was added for the Negro, the slave, the domesticated slave. That would be us. That's what that we would be considered domesticated slaves if we wanted to get with what's going on now, right?
Right.
Our ancestors were a domesticated slave. Because they weren't brought here, they was born here and bred. Okay? The last fact I want you to realize is the state of Ohio was only a free state by one vote. Did you hear what I said?
What?
I said the state of Ohio was a free state by one vote. Now, I'm going back now. Open your eyes, people, because I want you to get your pencils and your papers now and fact-check with me.
Okay.
Changing the amendment to the Ohio Constitution to 60% electors. Now, when we talk about electors, right, we're talking about the 88 counties that encompass the state of Ohio. Right now, currently, it's at 50% plus one vote, right?
Right.
Now, do you remember when I talked, when your eyes was closed and I told you that the state of Ohio was free with one vote, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, we go back to that one. Now, the 50% of what they're saying is, as far as the petition, they only have to go to 50% of the county, so that would be broke down into 44 counties. So that means there's another 44 that might not even know that there's a petition with legislation that's going to affect the entire state.
Wow.
So when you go to 60%, it's actually 52.8, and the last time when I was in math class, anything over 5, we rounded up to the next number. So that would
That's
be
right.
53 states, right?
That's right.
53 counties. Because remember, there's 88.
Mm-hmm.
It's 88 in a total.
That's right.
So for you to complain about 60% versus 50% plus 1, that lets me know that there's a real problem with democracy. Because sometimes you got to put a little work in. As in the Bible, it say, faith without work is dead. Now, when we look at all of these amendments, let me give you an example. Dan Gilbert has monopolized the state of Ohio with casinos, right?
Right.
He had the money. He was able to buy the people to get at the petitions, right?
That's
so what's
right.
wrong is he got to spend a little bit more money. He got to put a little bit more elbow grease. Because my rationale for the five facts that I gave you is, Al, your mother died. How old was she?
She was 85.
Okay, your mother died, so that means you were, what, 53, 52?
Yes. Yep, you got it. 53.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, your mother died, and she had you to take care of her, right?
Right, right.
Now, me and you, we have an age group. We got a group that's in their 30s that we hope that they'll take care of us. Right?
Yes, we do.
But these children, here we go now. We hope they'll take care of us.
We hope it.
When we look at our city and the rate of crime, and not just in our city, but throughout the state, the rate of crime is off the chart everywhere, right?
Yes, it is.
When we look at that, that lets us know at any given time, with our children not being interested in voting,
yeah,
me and you could wake up in our 70s and slavery be back in effect.
That's right.
It's just that simple. Because Justice Taney, who did the Dred Scott case at the Supreme Court level, right?
Right.
He let Dred know he can be free, but he'll never be a citizen. And the correction to that, the correction to the Supreme Court case was the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Now, I also want to bring it to everybody's attention. In 234 years, the United States Constitution has been changed 27 times.
Okay.
In 234 years, the Ohio Constitution has been changed 172 times.
Oh, wow. Oh,
did you hear me? Huh?
172.
172 times they have amended the Ohio Constitution. So that lets me know that our amendment process, this petitioning process, them wanting to go to 60% for the electors is in the black community best interest. Because when we mess up, right?
Right.
Most of the time, it's too late, and you know what our famous saying is?
I'm ready.
From Steve Urkel. Did I do that? So I challenge anybody who is in opposition of issue one, and they believe their beliefs is as strong as my beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's debate it. Let's let the community know what's really happening. Because the average black person don't even understand why they celebrate Juneteenth.
Woo!
And I'm not going to tell you. Go look it up. But it was dealing with the slaves. And it was over 250 slaves that it was some discrepancy about them staying in slavery. I ain't going to tell you no more.
That's right. They can look it up. Yes.
I want you to, you know, use that paper. And remember I told you take some notes and check some facts.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to tell y'all, let's not be tricked and bamboozled by these politicians who will sell their soul for a campaign donation.
Ooh. So before you go, yeah, and before you go, again, your stance on issue one, how should we vote?
We should be voting yes, because we are the ones that will be most affected by this 50 plus one, because at any given time, any special interest group can come to the state of Ohio with 50 plus one. See, they already know their money can buy that vote at 50 plus one.
Mm.
And they worry about a few millions, right? Well, if anything that's worth having, you got to put some elbow grease. You got to use some shoe leather. And if your pockets is right, you got to spend some millions, right?
Right.
Well, all I'm saying is we as black folks, when it comes to this Constitution, I look at issue one to even get more in your head. I look at issue one as the same as Justin Bibbs and Kevin Kelly. Right now, everybody is mad at Justin Bibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But you knew he didn't have no experience. You knew this was a complicated city, right?
Right.
And you knew he didn't live here where he can do you a favor or give you a job, right?
Right.
So why you mad that he done hired all these out-of-town people that he's met throughout his life are not living here in the city of Cleveland?
Well,
why you mad that crime is up and he won't even call the National Guard to get control of it and we about 500 short police?
Well,
so all I'm saying to people is stop letting people influence your vote and take control of it and be an informed voter and know what's going down. Because issue one, it's about changing the amendment of the Ohio Constitution to 60% of the electors, which in all actuality means 53 counties will have to be aware. No, you have to get electors from 53 counties instead of 44 plus one.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Five-star Field General, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Action Committee. Thank you for that call and the wake-up call. Thank you.
And listen, thank you for letting me speak my truth.
Okay.
Because I'm just trying to, as they say, I'm staying true to my mission statement as the Inner City Republican Movement, and that's to keep the community informed of all issues that come across my path. And right now, issue one is one we need to be voting yes to. We need to stop listening to the politicians. And if any of the politicians want to debate me, I welcome them. I sit at a table with them, too.
Okay. So she's opening up for the politicians, as well as others who are so adamant on that. She will debate you and give the facts. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro.
No problem. Well, since we have just a few minutes, I'm going to go to our last two phone callers, starting with 216-288. 216-288, you're on live. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Talk to me, Dontez Taylor.
We out here trying to fight. We out here trying to fight for our rights and everything else out here. I'm not worried. I'm just saying that we need to make sure our child and family services is right. Our go down to the juvenile detention center. We, instead of playing around, we need to get these people to the table. And if there's anybody out there that can help me write a letter, I want to write a letter to the mayor. I want to write a letter to Child and Family Services and bring them to Black on Black.
Okay.
I want them there, and I want the congresswoman to come too, so we can dialogue and find out what's going on and how they can help us. If they can't help us, then we got to get them out of there.
Yeah, we do.
Help us with the crime and everything else. And when you hiring people, you should start in skin out. Not go to Alabama and get a pilot, get somebody and bring them here and say they on your cabinet because you were friends with them and you was doing and you were doing favor for them and all that. No, start at home first and work your way out. Not go out there and do what you do. And I want to say this. Make sure that y'all watch y'all grocery stores. Watch what they giving you out here in this community. Go when you go to Simon's, make sure you examine stuff. When you go to Giant Eagle, go examine stuff. Dave's and all the other grocery stores, examine and make sure we getting good stuff in our black neighborhoods.
Okay.
Cause I'm not playing. We gotta make sure that these foreign people or whatever are coming in our neighborhood giving us healthy food.
All right. I like that.
And don't forget, don't when you go to these food banks, make sure before you put it in a car that you examine this stuff so you would know if you're getting good stuff or what. Because if you ain't getting good stuff, give it back to them. Give it back to them and tell them we don't want this because it's full.
Gotcha.
Cause we can't eat no spoiled stuff. We can't eat nothing. When we get it home and it's spoiled, where we back at? Square root one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of. And I'm gonna tell you like this. The place on 71st and Kinsman, it used to be called the Garden Valley Neighborhood Center. Now it's called, I don't know, it's called the Big Butman Center.
Okay.
And I've been there, and I know they didn't give me bad stuff.
Ooh.
Got it home and it looked at, and you can feel it and all that, and when you're putting it up, it's all nasty and everything else. And one thing they need to know how to wrap that stuff before they give it to the community. Wrap it up and make it look nice in the box so we can take it home and appreciate what you gave us. How are we gonna appreciate something you gave us if stuff is nasty and ain't good for our people? That's what I'm saying for these food banks. They need the health inspectors or whoever to go to these food banks and look at this food that they getting and make sure they giving us the right stuff. In any neighborhood, I ain't talking about in the suburbs to the west side, east side, all over. I don't know. We gotta check this stuff out before it's too late. But we don't. We just gonna have some sick kids and everything else, or sick grown folks too, if they eating that stuff. That's right. We gotta know that we're getting good food, not bad food, out here.
I got you, brother.
And I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm black on black crime, incorporated family, and I'm gonna expose you if I have to.
I don't blame you, and I appreciate you for doing that.
Because I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of going to some of these food banks, and they giving you rotten food. Then you get home, you can't do nothing but say I ain't going back there.
Right, right.
No,
you're right.
No, it ain't. I ain't going back there. You need to go back there. You need to stand up to them and tell them. And make sure next time you leave, before you leave the food bank, that you that you check over your food and see if it's good. Because if it ain't good, then you can hand it right back to them.
You're right.
that's the way it go out here, because we as people can get all this. Just they giving it to us, but they giving it to us for free. But still, it should be some great and good food, you know. Where they getting it from? If they giving it to us bad, where are they getting it from, and how long they had it? That's what it means. How long they had this food? We need to wake up. We need to wake up on issue one. And I'm not telling you yes, and I'm not telling you no. Go out there and research it for yourself, so you will know which way to go. Go on this issue. I'm not on the E. I'm not on no. I'm not on yes. I'm on being neutral, and you go figure out and read about it and find out you know about the issue. Educate yourself about the issue.
I like what
that's what I'm saying. I'm not on Donald Brown yes, and I'm not on the no. I'm on researching it and knowing what it means first, and know why. I'm voting yes, or why I'm voting no, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She talking about a debate. Just get your facts out there, and everybody get their facts out there, and go in there and vote on their conscience. If they want a yes, they get a yes. If they want a no, they want a no. I can't tell you which one to vote for. I can tell you this. Go and research your information. And then when November comes, everything that's coming down the pipeline, all these petitions that they didn't so-called got together and everything, and they passing them and all that at the board election, go and educate yourself on these petitions before you go vote. Make sure you educate yourself on all the people that are running on the ballot, too. That's what I'm saying. Cause just don't go in there because Joe Smo got endorsed.
You're right.
You vote for him. No. Go and research each one that in that race and find out what it's about and find out who they're about and what they did and all that and narrow it down like that. Don't narrow it down because somebody gave you a ballot and said this is a Democratic ticket. So won't you vote for these people? And if they're Republican and they're going down, don't go down the ticket. Don't go down the ticket. Research if you're a Republican, research your Republicans. And if you're a Democrat, research your Democrat. If you is an independent, research your independents. And if you're a Green Party and you got some candidates on there and you're Green Party, go and research all your people. That's what we don't do. We don't research and they just give us a piece of paper and we just go in there and vote whatever they want us to vote. Like we puppets. We ain't puppets out here no more. I just say thank you, Jesus. And who's running for president of the United States of America? Her name is Reverend Pamela M. Pinkney Butts, and she's dedicated. She's hardworking. She's working on voter rights all over America. She's working in the Child and Family Services. She's working for voter rights. She's out there working for make sure abortion rights be right and everything else and transportation and so much more. Don't forget to call Dante's Taylor 216-288-5841 if you want to work on her campaign. I'm her campaign manager. Or you can call Reverend Pamela Pinkney Butts at 216-548-0820. And we are ready to move the United States in a new direction right now. Right now. And don't forget, in 2025, Dante's Taylor is seeking that seat for War 4 seat. Yes, I am, and I'm going to be dedicated and ready to move the war in a new direction and everything
Thank
else.
You.
And don't forget the War 4 Festival. We'll be up at Wood Hill Park on Saturday, July 22nd, 2023, from 11 to 7 p.m. They got entertainment. They got vendor booths. They got face painting. They got line dancing. They got it all. They gonna have a great time. A great atmosphere. If you want to be a vendor, call 216-664-4941, and Deborah Gray will get back to you. But this is a tedious time and everything else, and get ready to see a new movement with Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We are ready to move Black on Black Crime Incorporated in a new direction. Please don't stop. Come to our meeting. We meet every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. and the meeting starts at 7:30, and we get out of there by 8:30. We out of there. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And our president is Liz Steele. Yes. And our former president was Al Porter Jr. That's our ambassador now. And Ted Gary is our vice president. And we have a host of secretaries, because different people fill in for Judy Martin since she can't be there. And Judy Martin is our treasurer/secretary, but she can't come out right now, so we have different people filling in and giving her the minutes and filling her in on what's going on and giving her the finances so we can keep rolling. We're gonna have a great time, and coming up in the future, Black on Black is about to try to put a couple of fundraisers together and stuff like that. So we can raise that $60,000 my goal is to make sure we got $60,000 in the bank when we end 2023 and have family to family with $60,000 in the bank, too.
Okay.
We got to work together to make this happen so we can roll next year, and we ain't got to worry about nobody grant. We ain't got to worry about nobody giving us nothing. All we got to do is work together.
I'm going to go to the last phone callers because it's almost 10.
And have a nice day. And don't forget, mark your calendar for Saturday, November 18th, 2023, when we had that big old banquet. We're going to give y'all more details. We're going to go to the next person, and God bless you.
God bless. Aunt Viv, you call me while I'm live on the air. I'm going to call you back once I'm off the air, Aunt Viv, but let's go to 216-352-216-352. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm alive, so I'm doing well. Hey, who are we talking to this evening?
Okay, my name is Khadija from Khadija's Creations. That's the name of my business, and the reason I call it Khadija's Creations is because I'm into the art of healing and the art of, you know, spiritual art. You know, it's different type of art, but I'm into all of it. And basically, I'm just calling to tell you all about the self-published book that I self-published. It's called The Torn Veil That Led to the Path of Healing. Basically, how I got into, you know, my art and things like that. Basically, it's just I was doing it as something that made me feel good, like, you know, sewing, crocheting, different things like that. And then I got more into the, you know, the dance and things, because that kind of helped me with some of the things that I had went through. And it's just like the art, a form of art. So I kind of created it into my business because I wanted to help other people through healing through those arts. So my book It's called The Torn Veil That Led to the Path of Healing. I self-published it. It came out in 2019 when I was in Arizona. And basically it's about I have a testimony, and it's telling my story of some things I encountered as a child and through religion. And it's just a story that, you know, something that happened to me. And I wanted to tell my story so I can help myself heal, and as well as help other people who've been through that or something similar to heal, you know, just about, you know, religious, you know, how sometimes the pressure of religion, how sometimes parents put it on them, and, you know, and how some things happen in your life that you have no control over because you're a child and you're just in the mix of it and you just want it, you know. So basically, I basically wanted to tell my story so bad. It was like a dream for me to tell it because I wanted to get through it. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to get through it through that. So, you know, and I knew if I didn't express it and put it out there, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be able to express it. You know, it wouldn't be understandable. You know what I'm saying? You know, so
yeah.
I'm a writer. I always wrote out my thoughts and things like that because it helped me express myself. And I think writing is good. It's an art also. You know, dance, everything. Basically, everything is an art. So that was my way when I write to express my thoughts and things like that. And when I did that, I basically, you know, wanted to tell my story so bad. I had to get it out there. It was like I got to hurry up and get it because it was something that was in me for a while, and I wanted to express it and, you know, help other women or children or any, you know, because I'm a helper by nature. I'm like a healer by nature. I'm also a spiritual reader, and you know, I help people through numerology and study, which is like a science and art, and it helped me, and I like to help other people. I teach. You know, I've been to schools and help out, you know, kids and stuff, as well as my own children, you know. And I have some books coming also. I ordered some more because I had to go in and edit it. So I have some books. If you're interested in getting the book called The Torn Veil That Led to the Path of Healing, I have some books coming, or you can go on Amazon and order it. But, you know, you can order from me also. And my number to call me about those orders is, you can call me at 216-352-8025, or you can call me at my other number, 480-869-8237. I also have an Instagram page, which is Khadijah's _ creation. So you can check that page out, you know, and see all the other things that I do. I put up healing quotes and things like that to help people, you know. And so I meditate as a part of healing, healing art. I do massage therapy. That's a healing art. You know, arts and crafts with the kids when I go to events, which I should be. I'm trying to get into a massage event at the Larchmere coming up in, I think it's September. I'm not for sure the date, but I'm trying to be in that because before I left Ohio, I used to do the Larchmere Festival, and I plan on being at the art, the festival in Larchmere for the massage this year. Just don't have a date yet. It's September, October. I don't know the date yet, but that's coming also. So if you'd like to call me and I can tell you the date, you know, because I don't have it. I don't know the date right off, but if you call me at either of those numbers, I can give you that. And, so
that's greatly appreciated, and I'm looking forward to that second book being released. Thank you for staying consistent. That's appreciated, and may you enjoy the rest of this evening.
And thank you for allowing me to come on and promote my book. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. We appreciate you. And this has been such a blessing of a program, everybody. I just want to thank all those who called in. We look forward to supporting each and every one at different events that come through. We're a family. We just have to act like it. Peace.